live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's time for Live and Local. Very special edition of that. So on November 29th, which is Friday, from 5 to 7 p.m., there's the South Omaha Holiday Lights Festival. And it's not only brought to you by the South Omaha Business Association, but also MILPA, which is the Metro Young Latino Professionals Association. I have the presidents of both organizations here because today is a day filled with royalty here. Please let me introduce Eric Serbian.
Thanks for having us. You got it.
All right. And Liz Codina.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing well.
Liz Codina is the president of the Omaha, the South Omaha Business Association, and Eric is the president of MILPA. Liz, I want to start with you. Can you give us, I want to talk about this event, and because there's a lot of nifty things happening. South Omaha is so rich with tradition, and the business association really, the mission working hard to preserve that tradition.
Yeah, so first of all, I would like to give a huge shout out to our presenting sponsor, First National Bank of Omaha, and of course, our event partner, Omaha Holiday Lights Festival. Without their support, this event could not be possible. We're really excited because South Omaha Business Association really focuses on not only preserving the heritage in South Omaha, but really promoting diversity in our community. So we're really excited to not only host residents of South Omaha, but also other members of our Omaha community that haven't been down to the 24th Street corridor before.
Well, and I mean, the SOBA, if you will, using the acronym, 1922 is when SOBA came into existence. And diverse would be really the number one word I would use to describe the history of South Omaha, because it's been a landing place for a lot of people who've been new to Nebraska, hasn't it?
Definitely. It has really been a welcoming place to a lot of different generations and waves of immigrants over the history of our community.
Sure. Eric, where did MILPA get involved in this? I mean, I see where it makes sense. You've got a business organization, mm-hmm. and then you've got a young professionals organization, and we all come together and have a good time. But tell us what the mission of MILPA is.
Well, the mission of MILPA is to amplify the power of Latinos through civic and professional engagement. So when Liz approached MILPA about partnering for the Holiday Lights, it was a no-brainer. We want to be part of the community and work in the community, and this looked like a great opportunity to collaborate.
Sure. So, what can we expect if we come out on Friday night at again, that's 5 to 7 p.m. at Plaza de la Raza on 24th and N Street.
Yes. Yeah, so we are hosting a special tree lighting ceremony at 5:15. So the event itself runs from 5 to 7 p.m. But at 5:15, we're hosting Mayor Dean Stothert and also Minister the Consul of Mexico Sanchez Salazar for a special tree lighting ceremony. And then we will also have a vendor booth fair. So we're expecting some nonprofit partners that will have free activities for children and their families. They will also be hosting free photos with Santa, and then we'll be giving away free cookies and hot cocoa for families.
Oh, my goodness. So really, when you were giving a load of thanks to the organizations that have put this together, there's a good reason for that, because for the patrons who are showing up for all this, it is all free. It's a great time after Thanksgiving to come on down and do a family thing.
Yes, definitely. So we're really excited to be able to offer, you know, a free activity for children. They can take awesome pictures with Santa. And then the other special feature of the event will be that the 24th Street lights will also turn on during the event. So thanks to Omaha Holiday Lights, we have installed lights from on 24th Street from L to Q. So it'll be great to have that entire business corridor light up at the same time during our event.
Wow, very nice. What are some of the other things that SOBA does?
Definitely. So we host bi-monthly meetings for not only for-profit businesses in South Omaha, but also for our nonprofit partners. So it's a great time of community for organizations to come together to learn about different opportunities for them to partner. So we host that typically at the Sheet Metal Workers Association down on 24th and Vinton. And then the other special project that the South Omaha Business Association hosts every year are the planters along the 24th Street corridor. So we call that the 24th Street Streetscape.
Oh, very nice. Eric, what does MILPA do on a regular basis for as far as being a resource for young Latino professionals?
Absolutely. We provide a lot of different programmings for young professionals. We say we invite Latino young professionals, but also if you're Latino at heart, please come out to our events. If you're young at heart, please come out to our events. We do about once a quarter, and it's a rotating basis. We'll do a social or professional networking mixer. So we come out, have a drink, and network, because we all know the relationships is really where things really start. Sure. And then from there, we also do professional development workshops, so like resume building, interview skills, things like that.
Do you have a website?
We do have a website. It's MYLPA.com. That's MYLPA.com.
Outstanding. There's also SouthOmaha.org. I want to thank both my guests today, Liz Goldina, the SOBA president, and Eric Servion of the MILPA. Thank you so much. And our programming continues from NPR.